Here's what you need to know with Joe.
Oh, we might have some word from our Premier and Strawhead Chief Health Officer, hey?
Spot on, Marto. It's been the biggest talking point of the year just about, but the Queensland border, finally, some more movement on it today. We're hearing an announcement is basically imminent. What we're hearing is that we'll be opening to Sydney-siders and Victorians next week, December 1, so that's next Tuesday. This Friday, Melbourne will clock 28 days with no COVID cases. New South Wales saying they haven't had a mystery case in 30 days.
Good to go.
Well, look, all things pointing in that direction. The Premier herself says she's feeling the most positive she's felt all year about the border. So looking like today could be the day. I had a quick chat with Eleanor, someone who's got family in Sydney, and this is a very similar case to a lot of our listeners, you know, desperate to see them over Christmas. Yeah. Here's what she had to say.
It's absolutely fantastic. I'll be able to spend Christmas, you know, with my family and my little cousins.
That's nice. That's what it's all about. All the stress everyone's been under.
Yes. Joe, I sound like a kid in primary school. You know the one that makes up terrible lies when I'm talking to mates and family in Victoria? They're like, we can have 100 in a pub. And I was like, oh, yeah? Well, I was at State of Origin. There was 50,000.
Oh, you're sound like I'm making up. You're the pain in the ass.
So, look, hopefully some relief on the way for a lot of those people desperate to see family members. Now, this is a story we've been following for some time now. Chris Pineapple Hooper, most unlikely mayor in Queensland.
Now, the Rockhampton mayor.
Rockhampton mayor, that's right. He was meant to be sworn in last week. I've gone and have a chat with him overnight.
What?
And he is telling me that they're stalling him. They're sort of the department's emailing him, saying there's been hold-ups, et cetera, et cetera. What's meant to happen now? Parliament's sitting today, and they're looking like they're going to scrap these laws that sort of see him in, and so he might be held back. Pineapple didn't hold back when I spoke to him. Here's what he had to say.
Can I check? Has he become mayor officially?
No. So he was meant to be sworn in last week, and he's telling me that the department is delaying the schedule, not letting it happen.
They currently have no mayor.
Exactly.
Correct?
And he should be mayor.
Because there was only two candidates put forward, and the woman stood down, and he was supposed to just pop in.
Pop in, that's right.
Surely, though, as the mayor, he should know council does take a long time to get stuff done. Yeah.
That's right.
That's number one.
Could be weeks.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, Pineapple's fired up, and here's what he had to say about the current situation.
Probably need a good spanking or something, you know. Put him in the naughty corner. You know, I'm only bloody yobbo, so they must think, well, we can beat this yobbo, because he's only a yobbo, doesn't wear shoes. They're going to redact that legislation, and then they're going to have to call an election. I'm running. I'm going to run for the election.
Prime Minister.
Who says yobbo and redact in the same sentence? That's great.
Put him in the naughty corner. Geez, he's old school. It's called time out now.
Yeah, so he's furious. And look, it could be interesting to see. Apparently the sort of vibe around the city at the moment is that he may actually get a lot of votes and potentially win anyway, which would be
a miracle story
if that happens. So let's see.
Next time you talk to him, if there is a next time, I don't know where the pineapple came from. Was there a Bucks party went wrong or something like that?
I think it's he was involved in a pineapple festival, from what I can understand.
One up there. Yeah.
Now, look, speaking of festivals and pineapples, let's head down to Byron Bay. We know the Queensland team has been down there partying for a couple of days.
The Festival of Munster, I think it's called.
The Festival of Munster. Now, someone is sort of jumping in on the back of his hightail. Sandor Earl, the Melbourne Storm player, has been spotted wearing the State of Origin medal, walking up and down the beach, chatting to a couple of ladies.
Hey, didn't he play for the Melbourne Storm, though?
He did.
Yeah.
But he was wearing the Origin medal. So,
oh, he wasn't wearing the grand final.
Yeah, yeah. No. So apparently he's been wearing Munster's Origin medal.
Has Munster had both on at any start? Oh, no, they get a ring,
don't
they?
Is this the Wally Lewis medal or just...
I'm not 100% sure. It's just some form of State of Origin medal that's there, and apparently he's been hightailing off the back of Munster. Although
stolen valor,
some of those photos coming out of Byron, they're a little blurry.
Is this
who
his
knows?
Way of promoting his clothing line, perhaps?
Or could be. He was wearing a nice shirt.
He's got a clothing line.
Who? Sandor Earl?
Sandor Earl. I think he's trying to promote it.
There we go.
Free marketing. We've just given it to him.
didn't he go to Bali for 2 years? Remember he went with him when he had the drug charges? He went to Bali. So it's just Bintang singlets, isn't it?
Hello, Joe, we'll let you get back to the newsroom.
Thanks so much.